Are you ready to make a little money? This is the Music City Bets Podcast with Fox 17 sports director Joel Jelinek, Ricky Merritt, and Chase McCabe on 102.5 and 106.3 The Game.
Welcome into Music City Bets, your home for betting tips and advice on all your favorite Nashville teams. We welcome in our two analysts, Chase McKay, Program Director, 102.5 The Game, also Rick Merritt, and I'm Jill Jelinek, your host, Sports Director at Fox 17. Happy Thanksgiving, gentlemen.
Hey, happy Thanksgiving to you too.
Happy Thanksgiving. Good to be here.
Good to be here, and hey, how about we had some pretty good weekend as well in terms of our bets from last week, Rick.
Last week was one of our best
weeks ever.
It depends on who you ask, but
the Titans game.
That's right.
Undefeated.
All three of us.
All three of us. We all threw out two picks. Every pick hit. You gave out two touchdowns for Derrick Henry. The books won't count it, but I count it.
You got that jump TV. Pass. You're the talking about that pass. Jump pass. Count yeah, that.
We're gonna count that. Chase gave out Titans +3 and the money line, and he also gave out Derrick Henry anytime touchdown. That also hit.
That one's been working out well for you this season.
Yes, it has. I'll tell you another thing that I ended up doing that I did after we recorded the show, but I was texting Ricky about it, and I just, as we got closer to game time, I just felt that much better about the Titans. I actually took them on the alternate spread of -3,
ooh,
which paid out more money, and that, of course, covered too. So
look at that.
A lot of fun going on Thursday night.
It definitely was, and shout out to Jill. Jill on the show, she said Titans money line, and I was like, okay, I'm just going to take the over, which hit, but I changed my mind. I took the Titans money line, so shout out to Jill for that one. She gave me a little bankroll booster
there.
Right there.
You are welcome.
The bankroll booster.
Yes.
The
bankroll booster.
Now Tennessee Titans with a couple extra days of rest going from that Thursday night football game to following Sunday. They're getting ready to host the Bengals. Let's go ahead and we'll preview that game, but also coming up on the show, of course, we got to talk about the final weekend of college football, including, oh yeah, that one game right here in Nashville, Tennessee Vols at Vanderbilt. Talk about the odds on that one, and then also we got to talk about Heisman odds as well, and how the impact of Vols quarterback Hendon Hooker suffering ACL injury, how much that hurts him. Tough, just emotional weekend, tough weekend for the Vols. So we'll get into that as they prepare for Vandy, who is on a completely different trajectory.
They're
the
hot.
Last 2 weeks. Hot team. So we'll get into all that, but let's first start with the Titans Bengals, because this is an interesting game. You have the Bengals coming off a big win over the Steelers, 37-30. Titans with some extra rest coming off their 27-17 win over the Packers. Superbook has the Bengals as 1.5-point favorites against the Titans. Okay, 1.5-point favorites at -110 for both teams, even money. So how about, I want to start with that. How surprised are we that the Bengals are favored on the road when the Titans have a better record? Titans coming in at 7-3, Bengals at 6-4. How surprised are we that the Bengals are favored as road as the road team? And second, how surprising is it that it's even money?
This line tells me that the old famous phrase, Vegas knows.
Vegas knows.
And I think that Vegas is feeling pretty secure that Ja'Marr Chase is going to be available for the Bengals. And
the wide receiver for the Bengals.
I think that has a lot to do with it. You know, the Titans have some questions on defense. You know, is Jeffrey Simmons going to be able to go? Bud Dupree. It looks like they're going to be without Denico Autry for a while. Mm-hmm. Mike Vrabel said he was going to miss some time. And, I mean, you do have to factor in the off-the-field situation with Todd Downing, the offensive coordinator. Mike Vrabel said he's the OC until the league tells him otherwise, basically, is what it is. But if he's not the play caller, then they have to go to plan B, which
right.
I would imagine is probably Tim Kelly or Vrabel himself calling in the plays. That could factor in, too. Mm-hmm. So But, you know, 1.5 seems about right. And I think I'll be interested to see what it closes at when they kick off on Sunday.
Rick, before I ask you the same questions, just circling back to Bengals wide receiver Ja'Marr Chase, he's been said to have on a day-to-day basis, but this is the first time he's practicing in about 3 weeks. And to piggyback on the Titans injury report, Bud Dupree was practicing, started this week. So that's a good sign defensively. Center Ben Jones still in concussion protocol as of right now. So you mentioned how that line, you know, might change a little bit. A lot of those players could be a factor. But Rick, same to you. Is it a huge surprise that the Bengals are favored even though they're on the road?
Not at all.
And they don't have the better record?
Not at all. No Mixon probably this Sunday. He's also in concussion protocol. P. Ryan stepped up 3 touchdowns against Pittsburgh.
I like him.
I like him too. He's a complete back. Mixon's more of the short yard, touchdown, goal line type back. But P. Ryan's the guy you can give the ball to 20 to 25 times. I still like the Titans in this situation, though. I do. Not 8 straight covers.
Yeah.
Best team against the spread in the NFL right now.
Yeah.
The Giants lost last week. They gave the Titans the 8-2 against the spread. Best team. So I like him at +1.5. And I'll even sprinkle the money line, too.
You like Titans and money line?
Yes.
FanDuel has Bengals money line -130. Titans money line +110.
That's some good value.
That's a little better than BetMGM.
The Shop Titans around.
Titans money line for BetMGM only +100. Like I said, FanDuel so +110. Yep. And then Superbook +105. Yes. So FanDuel right there has them at Titans money line +110.
And what's the over?
So the over, you're talking about total.
Yes.
42.5.
That's pretty low.
For these two.
Two factors. Obviously, Ja'Marr Chase.
Yes, again.
But what's the weather looking like in downtown Nashville Sunday? That could be
Katie Morgan, we need you.
Yeah, we need Katie
Fox
Morgan.
Fox 17 chief meteorologist, Katie Morgan.
The official meteorologist of Music City Bets.
We got to have her on the line, like, you know how the NFL games, they bring in the rules expert. Hey, let's go ahead and get our chief meteorologist
back in the day
line.
With NFL Fox, yeah. I love that.
No, I mean, all of those things play a factor.
Yeah.
Especially when it comes to the over. I will say this.
55 degrees and sunshine, 24% chance of rain. 24.
Interesting. Okay.
We'll see how much that changes before Sunday.
Interesting.
You know, we talk about, you said this, you thought that was pretty low.
Mm-hmm.
Now,
don't get me wrong. The playoff game was what it was
1916.
So, yeah.
Bengals won 1916.
It's a good year.
How about this, Rick? This is going to make you feel comfortable about the over. Bengals 6th in total offense. They are averaging the 3rd most points per game, 26.5.
And that's even without Ja'Marr Chase.
That is without Ja'Marr Chase. Because he's been gone missed the last 3 games.
And back to the Titans injury report, Christian Fulton, is he back at practice?
I'm actually not sure on that.
He was seen at the first day of practice this week.
And
You
don't know. You know, things could change.
And there's a lot of guys, especially because it's a weird week for the Titans as well. Maybe that's something to factor in, too. Titans are off Thursday for Thanksgiving. Vrabel's giving them the day off. So Tuesday was technically their Wednesday. Wednesday is going to be technically their Thursday.
See, that's good info right there.
Bud Dupree being out there, though, I think was...
Bud Dupree was practicing. Yeah. Good sign. Very good sign.
No Christian Fulton, Ben Jones, Randy Bullock, or Danico Autry. Bud Dupree and Imani Hooker returned earlier in the week.
Now, that's crucial. No Christian Fulton. Fulton will probably be on Chase if he's back.
I hope not. He's fast.
Chase?
Oh, you're talking about – you're not talking about me.
Oh, No. No, they'll just put you on
– Rick, you set him up for that.
Yeah. you're a Hayden Hurst.
Clark Lee, Vanderbilt football coach, told me today I can be the get-back
coach. Get-back. So. You would be a great get-back coach,
I think you'd
Chase.
Be a great get-back coach.
I'd love to be a get-back coach.
In terms of this matchup – when comparing these two teams, now that we're in week 12, we kind of get a better idea where these offenses match up, where these defenses match up. And it's very clear, Bengals with a very strong offense, without Ja'Marr Chase, 6th in total offense, 4th in passing yards per game, and also the 3rd most points per game, versus the Titans, who their strong suit, we all know, has been their defense. Titans are only averaging 19.3 points per game. But here's the thing. When it comes to defending, the run, the Bengals, they are not top in defending the run, whereas the Titans, 11th in rushing yards, averaging 128 per game.
Yeah, the thing about the run, though, you know, I thought that Derrick Henry was going to, you know, I didn't think he was going to run for 200 on Thursday night necessarily, but I thought he was going to have a bigger game than he did. Now, he was effective in the passing game, both throwing and catching it. So it's not that he had a bad game, but you do kind of wonder, you know, has he holding up as it goes along? He's over 1,000 yards again, which is a big accomplishment. But I'm curious of kind of where the offense goes, because you saw Treylon Burks have a career game. I'm going to keep betting an anytime touchdown for Treylon Burks every week, because I think it's coming.
That's pretty profitable.
Yeah, no, I think it's coming.
Yeah, it's usually knocking in the plus 300, so
he's
yeah.
He's knocking on the door.
Yeah. That.
Coming off his first 100-plus performance of his career, and clearly a huge step up from his first game back. And remember, he's only been back two games since he was on the IR.
Yeah.
But he's trending as the Titans' top receiver. There's no doubt about that.
I just got a text message from one Katie Morgan. And she wants to let us know that the fingers crossed that the rain clears before noon on Sunday.
There we go.
Okay, that's all we need to know.
That's Katie, all you need to know.
Katie Morgan. Chief meteorologist. That's right. Chief meteorologist Katie Morgan. Thank you for that, Katie.
M-I-Z.
For that update. Nice job, Rick. Right. So a lot of factors. When you guys are looking at this game, Titans Bengals, what are you taking? What do you like?
I think this is a Derrick Henry game.
You think you okay?
I think so. You got to remember the last time they played the playoff game, he was what, 60% maybe? He wasn't Derrick Henry. It wasn't the same guy. We're getting Derrick Henry right now, close to the playoffs. I'm going to keep betting the Derrick Henry 2-touchdown prop.
Okay.
I'm going to keep doing it.
2-touchdown.
I'm taking the Titans money line. If I do a same game parlay, I'm going to throw them both in there. So, yeah, Titans money line with the Derrick Henry 2 touchdowns.
Chase.
I like Derrick Henry, but what I think has been happening all year is every morning Ryan Tannehill gets up and he goes and he does sit-ups and he has a picture of Joe Burrow on his wall and that Bengals defense on his wall.
The Ryan Tannehill revenge game.
And even though he said it's not a revenge game, Mike Vrabel said it's not a revenge game. That's what the Titans are selling. We're on radio this week, so I'm not going to say the full phrase, but bull.
I think what you're saying is Tannehill is Rocky Balboa.
He is Rocky
and
Balboa.
Joe Burrow is Ivan Drago.
Yes.
Nailed it.
Burrow!
The Bengals defense is Ivan Drago. If he dies, he dies. But
Mike Hilton.
I think that is something to watch out for. And he had his best game of the year against Green Bay. He and Burks are clearly on the same page. You put Hilliard in as a part of it. Hooper's getting going.
Hang with Mr. Hooper.
And Chigakonkwo continues to be somebody that they need to use more, but I'm liking what I'm seeing.
Yeah.
I look for a big game from the passing attack. I think Tannehill's got some demons he wants to get rid of.
Hey, I got one more for you. We talked about this Thursday when we were watching the game together. Robert Woods, Bobby Trees. He was possession guy.
What did I do?
You spoke him up.
So literally, I look at him and I go, you know what? I just don't think Robert Woods is Bobby Trees anymore. It just seems like he's missing a step.
And he said, Chase McCabe, how dare you?
Yes. Yeah. And after that,
and he showed you.
Rick looks at me and goes, you spoke him up.
Yeah.
It's Bobby Trees. But
you hit him with the Stillman.
But don't compare me to him.
Sorry.
But that getting Treylon Burks involved more opens it up for Robert Woods.
Oh, absolutely.
That is what they had envisioned all along. And so you get one going, it's going to affect the other.
And another guy we haven't named, Nick Westbrook Akina. We haven't named him.
Yeah.
Chase likes when I say it like that. Akina.
Akina.
He could have a touchdown this Sunday.
He could.
I think what we're saying is there are a lot of talented wide receivers on this Titans offense, right? This court. It's kind of just about, okay, which one is going to step up this game, right?
Yes.
because they've slowly started to increase the passing yards,
the receiving the right yards, time.
The passing game. Yes, and I like the Titans coming off of this offense, their best offensive performance of the season against the Packers. I think that whatever happened in Green Bay in terms of clicking, that was something that we had been waiting for a long time, and they put it together. I see that carrying over.
Okay, so aside from Derrick Henry, you can't use Derrick Henry on this one. Chase used Burks. If you had to pick one Titan to score a touchdown Sunday,
Gibson. I'm going to go Austin Hooper. He's been increasing his receptions, his yards, and he's proven that he can make clutch plays down the line, third down plays, right, extend. Just an excellent job all around. He's proven that, and now it's about getting even more opportunities, because it's not that he just got better through the course of the season. I think just the opportunities became more available for him, and he came up with a big play. So I like Austin Hooper, and I'm going to go ahead and say I like Titans on the spread, and then I, with or without Jamar Chase, I want the over. If Jamar Chase is playing, definitely take that over.
I think the over is pretty safe.
I think so too.
I feel good about it.
I think so too. The Bengals can get 21.
They're averaging 26 and a half points per game.
They can get at least 3 to 4 touchdowns. Yeah.
But this game's important for both teams because of seeding. You know, I think you feel pretty good at this point about the Titans winning the AFC South. Mm-hmm. They're going to make the playoffs as the division champions, which means they're going to host a game. But to play the game of if the playoffs started today, as we're recording this, the Titans would be in line to play the Patriots at Nissan Stadium in the first round. If they were to drop and be the fourth seed, there is a chance that they're ending up with Buffalo or Miami, whoever comes out of that
division.
No,
thank you.
And I don't know about that. Now, a lot can change,
right?
Obviously, but I think a first-round matchup, even though New England is playing good ball right now, and they're scary, they're going to play Thanksgiving night what I think is going to be a really good game against Minnesota. But you got to pay attention to that seeding. And even though they do have an opportunity to potentially get the first or second seed, they need some help because they've lost head-to-head against Kansas City and Buffalo. If you can hold on to that third seed, that's going to be beneficial.
I found one more prop. I'm not going to name the book. You have to find the book yourself. But
all right.
We're going to make you work for it.
No free shout outs. Over 2.5 touchdowns plus 120. I like that for the Titans.
Oh, for the Titans.
Yeah.
The Titans.
They just got to score 3 touchdowns. Ooh. Plus 120.
Huh. I do like that.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
I like that coming off of this game against the Packers.
Their team total for Sunday is 20.5. I mean, that's 3 touchdowns. Yeah. Boom.
Okay.
That's
a good one, right?
Yeah. Over 2.5.
Okay, so how about that? So Rick is liking over 2.5.
I'm liking the over.
3 touchdowns.
I'm liking Titans over 2.5 touchdowns. Derrick Henry to score 2 touchdowns or more. And also Titans money line.
I'll take over. I'll also take – I like Titans on the spread. And I like Austin Hooper. And Chase, you have Treylon Burks.
Treylon Burks over and money line Titans.
There it is. All goes down Sunday noon, Nissan Stadium. That will be a good one.
It's a fun slate in the NFL this week.
I'm kind of shocked that this game, non-gambling aside, that this game wasn't flexed.
Yeah.
Packers
Eagles Sunday night. Yeah, I would agree with that.
Yeah, because do we really think the Packers are going to make the playoffs now?
No.
But it's a bigger market.
It's a big team. I get
bigger
it.
Bigger market, more eyeballs, more.
But the storylines for this game. Even though over there at St. Thomas Sports Park, they're saying that this is not a revenge game.
Mm-hmm.
There's still some storylines to this game.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, I think the game Giants-Cowboys might be the game of the week just because they're both 7-3.
Chase, where can you hear that game?
You can hear that right here on 102.5, 106.3 The Game, because the program director is always going to put the Cowboys on the air.
So. Okay. All right.
Deal with it.
Are you a Cowboys fan?
Yes.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that.
Been noted that. No, known to be that.
Yeah, I didn't see that big blue star on your car.
Yeah. Thanks, DW. one side note. When is this whole Monday Night Football flex going to happen? Because Steelers-Colts, that's our Monday Night game this week. Yawn.
I feel like there's been a lot of Monday Night Football games that just
yawn.
Yeah, some seasons are better than others. I haven't been feeling the schedule this year.
Steelers,
it's also
Colts?
Also, you know, start of the season, this NFL season, we had a bunch of teams surprise everybody. Giants, Jets, Dolphins, a lot of teams that no one really expected to do anything. Yeah. So it's been an interesting NFL season. Similar to that, it was an interesting weekend of college football last week. I mean, would you guys agree? Maybe the craziest.
I believe there's a word we use for that.
It was the penultimate weekend of the college football season last week. And just because it's the second to last season doesn't mean it's going to get crazy. Or second to last weekend of the season doesn't mean it was, you know, going to be crazy. It was the most thrilling, I thought, weekend of all, because we saw top teams pushed, challenged, tested, and also go down.
Yeah.
And that includes the Tennessee Vols. Vols stunned in week 12, losing 63-38. The Vols were 23.5-point favorites. Ugh. 23.5-point favorites to South Carolina. Credit to the Gamecocks. They absolutely played their hearts out, and they look like the better team.
Yeah.
That's the one that what I would tell Vols fans, if they are still coming to terms with that loss, which I know a lot of them are, I would tell them, listen, it wasn't an accident. That wasn't anything that the Vols did horribly wrong. South Carolina was the better team on Saturday.
There was something that Chase said last week on the show. Weird things happened in Columbia, South Carolina on a Saturday.
You did say that. You called that.
He called it. And I said, no, I don't know. No, UT's still going to win this
23
game.
23.5-point favorite.
They're still going to win this game. They got their eyes on a bigger prize. And sure enough.
They overlooked.
They saw that fifth ranking next to their name, knowing that if Ohio State or Michigan loses, they're in. And guess what? They're out.
Well, not only that, they also lost their starting quarterback, Hendon Hooker, out for the rest of the season. Torn ACL also hurts his Heisman chances significantly. We'll talk to that. Talk about that, the Heisman odds, in 1 second. But let's go ahead and preview who the Vols have now. A Vanderbilt team that is on the rise has now won two in a row. Two SEC wins in a row, first over Kentucky 2 weeks ago and then Florida last week. So you have the Vols trending down without their starting quarterback, and then you have this emergence of this Vanderbilt Commodore team that is playing backs against the wall. We got nothing to lose, and they've put two together, and they're home. And correct me if I'm wrong, if they win, they are bowl eligible.
Yeah.
There's a lot on the line for Vandy. And Tennessee drops from 5th to 10th in the college football playoff ranking. LSU moves to 5th. I think their path is clear. You got to beat Georgia in the SEC championship game. You do that, you're in.
You win,
and Georgia's still in, too.
Georgia would likely still be in with one loss. But there's a 10% chance I saw that Tennessee could still make the playoffs. So not good.
So you're saying there's a chance. Careful when you tell that to Vols fans.
Yeah, they need a lot to happen.
Yeah.
A lot to go their way. And here's the crazy part about Saturday. It almost happened because TCU wins on a last-second field goal. Michigan survives, beats Illinois.
Last-second
field goal. If both of those teams lose, then Tennessee's still in the conversation.
Absolutely.
But it didn't happen. I mean, it was one of those just wild Saturdays in college football. But to speak on Vandy, I got to actually sit face-to-face with Clark Lee, Vanderbilt's football coach. And the one thing I like about him is he goes, we're not done. There's still a lot of work to be done. But there's been a huge buy-in with his staff or with his team. If you look at the last month for them, they've been very competitive. They probably should have beat Missouri.
Agree.
That should have been their first SEC win.
Agree.
There are a couple of misplays from beating Missouri. They had chances against South Carolina. They were toe-to-toe with them. South Carolina was I think, the better team, and Clark would admit that. But they were in that game, and then they beat Kentucky on the road, and then pretty much controlled the game, beat Florida. Which, not to brag, but I've been saying they're going to beat Florida all year. So
you sure did.
I wanted to point that out.
Yeah.
But
this is a program.
this is a program that's
completely bought in.
And what Clark Lee, what he keeps saying is we're building a program, and it's a process, but they have. And I asked him an interesting question, Jill, of when you start preparing for this game, you look at last week, Tennessee's a playoff contender. You know, their eye is on that prize, and all they have to do is win out, and that's what they're going to do. They'll go to the playoff. Now that's not really a possibility for them anymore. They're frustrated because they know they had a huge letdown. So how do you, as an opposing coach, kind of have to change your team's mindset to know that this is an angry team that's coming to your place? And he perked up and he said, "You're absolutely right." Because I hope they're, like, if I'm their coach, if I'm Coach Heupel, I hope they're angry. And I'm preaching that. I preach that to our guys after Missouri of, hey, we let one get away that we should have had. So I think there's going to be a lot of emotion in this game because there's so much on the line for both teams.
They were also close with Ole Miss. Remember, they had the lead.
That's true in the first half.
Another close. Yeah. There's no doubt. There's no doubt. This Vanderbilt football team has taken just inch by inch, step by step, each game. They've looked better and better. There you go. They're nice.
They're like the new kids on the block right now.
New kids on the block. And it's led to those two SEC wins, right? However, are you taking Vanderbilt to win? Tennessee is a 14.5 point favorites. Do you believe, having heard this and Coach Lee and again, one program trending up, another program that just had its heart ripped out,
yep,
and does not have its starting quarterback. Now, just so everyone is clear, Joe Milton, the backup quarterback, is still a very, very good quarterback. He was even the starting quarterback a year ago, got the start over Hendon Hooker, something to be very much aware about.
You know some things about over.
Yeah.
Overthrowing.
He has a cannon of an arm. All that being said, we love Vandy. We know, yeah, this is a great, what Coach Lee is doing is remarkable, but are you taking the Commodores to beat the Vols on Saturday?
14.5 point underdog right now at home.
Correct.
The last 10 matchups of Tennessee versus Vandy, Vandy is 8-2 against the spread.
Ooh. That's a good little stat
that
there.
That is a good one. Huh.
8-2 against the spread.
Okay. So
give me the Doors. I think opposite of Chase. I don't think we're getting an angry Vols team. I really don't.
You think they've given up?
What else do they have to play for? Cotton Bowl, maybe?
I mean, I think Cotton or Sugar is probably on.
Like, obviously, New Year's Six Bowl. But if they lose this, you're heading to Orlando. Or you're heading to the Outback Bowl, if that's still around. You're not going to New Orleans. You're
so
not,
are you pulling a Steve Spurrier and saying you can't spell
citrus? Can't spell
citrus
without
UT.
You can't do it. You can't do it.
That's a great line. That,
yeah,
good.
But I'm taking Vandy,
okay,
on the spread.
You're taking Vandy
on the
spread. The fact that you just said Vandy has been, you said 8-2
against
the
spread.
Yeah.
Yes.
Wow.
In the last 10 matchups.
Last 10 matchups. That's a great nugget right there.
Well, I'm with you. I'm gonna take Vandy to cover as well.
Okay. Okay.
And what's interesting is, if this is Hendon Hooker, this could be a 4-touchdown game.
If this is Joe Milton.
Yeah. If Hendon Hooker is playing,
if this was Hendon Hooker, I see what you're saying.
I think Tennessee's favored by
at least
four
touchdowns.
But because Hooker is out for the season and Joe Milton's
like
in there.
Like, if Tennessee wins last week and Hendon Hooker's healthy, I think this spread looks completely – it's almost double.
Even if they lost to South Carolina.
Yeah, but
– but the quarterback was still
in. I'm thinking if Hendon Hooker's there, it's a different story. But I just think that Vanderbilt has – they have mojo right now.
Yeah.
And they have momentum. I think Tennessee ultimately wins the game. But I think it's a lot closer than people think. And look, you know, the thing with being bowl eligible at six wins, we've seen 5-win teams get in.
Mm-hmm.
That's true.
And so they're, you know, that's something that could be considered. And I know that, you know, Clark Lee doesn't want to play for that. That's not, you know, that's not the goal. But I think that's certainly something that could be factored in.
Last week I said it, carrot on the stick. I said that Vandy had a carrot on the stick, and it's called bowl eligibility.
Yep.
They beat Florida. We both said, all three of us said, they have a chance to beat Florida.
Yep.
Chase said, put it on the money line.
And he did.
I saw it. I do think they win this game. I really do.
You think Vandy wins?
I think Vandy wins this game.
Really?
I think they win this game.
Would you take? You would take the money line.
I'm taking the money line.
You're going to take the money line.
I'm going to take the money line.
Superbook has Vandy. Let's see, Vandy money line plus 400.
Yeah,
that's
what we like to call
pretty good.
A vacation play. because you hit that,
yep,
you're going on vacation.
Okay, and are we going to? Are you going to get us a cabana as well? Yeah. I'm assuming somewhere tropical, right?
Somewhere tropical.
Are we going out west?
A little place called the 702.
Yeah, Paradise, Nevada.
Yeah.
Also
Nevada.
Known as Sin City.
We might need to hit up your the people who sponsor you, Chase.
Yeah, we could make some calls.
Yeah, we'll make some calls.
And by the way, I've been corrected by my GM that it's Nevada, not Nevada. I say Nevada, and I'm wrong.
And who's your GM?
Shout out to Dennis.
Hey, Dennis. How you doing?
We were talking about Hendon Hooker, the Vols quarterback, who suffered an ACL last week in their loss to South Carolina. He was, for the majority of the season, the favorite, the Heisman favorite.
Yeah.
And just last week, he had plus 350 odds last week to win the Heisman.
Yeah.
Now he's no longer listed.
Yeah.
To even begin to describe, I can't even try to imagine. Hooker has said it, and I know he has the right intentions, and top athletes, you know, they are selfless and they put the team first. But when you're so close to the most prestigious award, individual award, yeah, in college football, that's got to be tough.
Yeah, and I think that's what Vols fans have had a hard time with. I mean, you know, I had some futures bets that I put in for at the beginning of the season for Hendon Hooker to win the Heisman. That's out the door now. Yeah. As things heated up as the season went on, I put one in for Tennessee to win the national championship. That's out the door. But the fact of the matter is, this team overachieved and is further along than anybody thought they were going to be at this point.
In just year two of Coach Heupel.
Of Josh Heupel. And I think Vols fans need to remember that. And it's tough to do because you saw it and you saw the path. And like, it was that clear of what could happen where you get to the playoff that you get excited and you get your hopes up. But this team's not going away. This program's not going away. They got the top quarterback recruit coming in that they can build around. I think he'll be great running that. Nico will be great running that offense.
And Milton's back next year, right?
No, Milton. I think Milton's a senior.
Okay.
But I think, too, the defense, you know, they continue to build the defense, which that was always the question mark with this team of, can the defense hold up
with this high-powered offense?
Alabama's,
yeah,
you know, those, yeah, type teams. And they beat Alabama, but they put up a lot of points. You know, let Alabama put, yeah, up a lot of points. Didn't hold up against Georgia, and then we saw what happened against South Carolina. So that's just something Vols fans have to remember. This state is lucky to have the two coaches in the SEC that they do, because I can tell that they're married to their programs. That's they want to watch these programs succeed and compete for championships. And you know, so anybody thinking that, oh well, Josh Heupel could bolt, go to Oklahoma, I think he wants to see this through.
I agree.
At Tennessee, and they've done a lot in year two.
I think if anything, if he was to leave, which not starting any rumors, but if he were to leave, it might be like an NFL job or something.
Yeah. I don't know if that offense completely works in the NFL. So I mean, that would, you know, he would have to adjust. But I mean, look, that's been discussed. People have brought that up. You know, could NFL teams be calling him? And they might. But I think he wants to see this through.
My hot take on it, and I agree with you. I've listened to every postgame presser he's done this year, and if you listen to them, he starts them all the same way. Vol Nation came out today. Vol Walk, incredible, yeah, today. Support from our fans, incredible today. He doesn't just say that in a way to it's more than just appeasing this fan base. It's, I get the sense he's been in awe of it, and he realizes how rare this fan base, this community, this alumni, and what they have been able to build there. I just get the sense that he realizes he is at a top dog, and now he's competing with those other ones. I'm with you. I think the best way, you said it, he wants to see this through. That is the feel. Yep. That's only my feel. That's only my take.
And Clark Lee's the same way.
Absolutely.
You know, I mean, I think, and the thing with Josh Heupel, I was on a show in Kansas City talking about this, and I said he was so jilted from how Oklahoma ended. And that he was fired. That was his alma mater, the guy that he just idolized, you know, got rid of him. And he's carried that chip on his shoulder that he's doing at Tennessee all the things he dreamed of doing at Oklahoma. And this is his new Oklahoma, of a top-tier program, getting them back to the spotlight. Because let's be honest, Oklahoma's still Oklahoma, but, mm-hmm. you know, they're on a rebuild now. And so now that he can sit here and bring the Vols back to prominence and being relevant again, I think is something that he's wanted to do with the program.
He brings a national championship to this state. They're putting a statue. They're naming a state a street after him the very next day.
Absolutely.
And, I mean, he'll be in the same breath as, and he already is, because he beat Alabama and Florida in the same year. But he'll be in the same breath as Majors and Fulmer.
Yeah. There you go.
And even Gerald Nealon.
Yeah. Well, of course.
Yeah. Let's go ahead and move on to some of our favorite segments, starting with Ricky.
Hello. That's me. Yes. I have one in particular that one of our hosts will not like.
Let's hear your dogs of the week, Rick.
So the first one, I'm going to take this game to the American Athletic Conference.
Ooh, the uh-oh. AAC. What you got? What you got?
This team.
Don't tell me you're going to go against my Pirates. Don't tell me you're going to go against my Pirates.
Temple plus 11.5 against East Carolina.
Ricky. East Carolina. East
Carolina crushed
a lot of hearts last week.
And Temple, EJ Warner, he's up there dealing it.
What did you say? Plus 11?
Plus 11.5. That's a lot of points.
You're on your own on that one.
I'll be on my own when I'm sitting cashing it out.
And you know what? Let's make sure we write this one down. So next week we can talk about what happened.
On Superbook.
12 Ooh. And a half. Even better.
Okay.
Temple.
Okay.
Not Temple Legends of the Hidden Temple.
Not to be confused with that one.
Yeah, okay, that was a great show.
I'm glad you clarified that.
Thank you.
Okay. That's one dog of the week. I'm assuming you got another good one for us.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to take Colorado plus 30.
Plus 30?
You heard me. Plus 30. Plus 30.
Who's Colorado playing?
Utah.
Okay. Okay. Wow.
Well, I'm going to tell you something. There's not a lot of home dogs this week. There's not a lot of home dogs.
Yeah.
If you have a gambling problem, call
1-800, whatever. But,
okay, that's okay. Plus 30.
In all seriousness, though. All seriousness. No, not Colorado's. Scratch that off the record, folks. Washington State plus 2.5 at home versus Washington.
In it's rivalry weekend. Yep. That's right. That's tough with rivalry weekend. Gosh, say that five times fast.
I'll just get ready to say that. Yes.
Too many other factors, I think, play into when you're facing your rivals, like literally your in-state rivals, and emotions, fireworks, revenge, whatever you want to put in there, mix it up in a pot, put it on the stove, boil it over. It's a lot.
That's the apple cup.
I got a road dog for you.
Oh,
got a road dog.
Road dog.
There's a lot of stuff, a lot of noise out there right now with one particular head coach that is hosting a game Thanksgiving night.
Oh.
It's a little thing called the Egg Bowl.
The Egg Bowl.
Mississippi State.
Mm-hmm.
Mississippi State, a 2-point dog on the road. I like that Pirate, Mike Leach.
You like Coach Leach
Bulldogs
over Coach Kiffin.
To go in there because I think there's a little distraction within the Ole Miss program right now.
Yeah.
Wondering what's going to happen with their head coach.
Yeah, no kidding.
I like the Bulldogs on the road.
Chase? I agree with you. I like that play as well.
Chase, do you have a lock of the week for us by chance?
I do. I've kind of looked through this a little bit, and I've just lost it. I'm going to get it back. Oh, there it is. So this is my lock of the week. South Carolina is riding high.
Yeah, no kidding.
After their big win, upset win over the Vols. They are a 14.5-point dog on the road against in-state rival Clemson. Give me Clemson.
Yeah.
Big.
Yeah.
Because I think that hangover is going to stick with the Gamecocks.
I'm with
Clemson
you.
Is going to beat the you-know-what out of them.
Yeah. Yes, I agree with that.
All three of us.
That is my lock. Yes.
Lock that up. Yeah, close that down. That's a good one.
And here's the other thing. Clemson is still very much alive in the playoff
hunt. They're playing with every hope possible that they could crack it open, that top four. I know there's... chances are less likely, but still, if all Coach Dabo Sweeney has to do is, hey, you're saying there's a chance.
Telling me there's a
that's
chance.
That's a great lock.
He was hyping up South Carolina this week too.
Yeah,
and they did him a favor.
You think they're going to look past South Carolina now? Absolutely.
Well, now he's about to do them a favor,
right,
and run up the score.
I'll give you one out of the NFL that I really, really like.
Okay, let's hear it.
The Washington Commanders are a fun team to watch right now.
A wagon.
Yep.
Is getting it done. They're a 4.5-point home favorite against Arthur Smith, Marcus Mariota, and the Atlanta Falcons. Give me the Commanders at home. I think they continue to dominate
to
with
turn heads. Yeah.
Heineke.
Yeah, drinking the Heineke. I like it.
Drinking the Heineke.
Yeah, I'm
that's
down.
Funny.
We'll talk about that right now.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah. You're right. My bad.
Speaking of NFL, I got some Prop It Like It's Hot for you.
This is a very popular segment.
It's my favorite just because I just like to say Prop It Like It's Hot.
Same.
Yeah.
No, that's good.
We are gifted three NFL games on Thursday. Happy Thanksgiving to everybody. Happy Thanksgiving, football fans. We have first Bills at Lions, Giants at Cowboys, Patriots at Vikings. I'm going to give you two prop bets from two of the three games, okay? And then I'm going to tell you why I'm staying away from one of the games.
Tell me why.
Exactly, just like that. First one, Bills at Lions. FanDuel has Bills quarterback Josh Allen over 275 passing yards.
Ooh.
Against the Lions. Why do I like it? Allen's average is 293 yards per game, and Lions defense ranked 28th in passing yards allowed. That is their weakness. I see Allen taking advantage of that like no other.
Yeah, and I don't know if you can factor this in that much, but the Bills played in that stadium last week.
They haven't left.
Right.
They are staying. They have stayed.
So they did stay in Detroit.
Yeah.
They stayed in Detroit this whole week. I also count that as a factor into that as well. Absolutely.
Yeah, because he's had time to figure out sight lines and
absolutely. And they're not traveling, and everybody knows, especially with a Thursday night game, the fact that they didn't have a tough turnaround, right, physically traveling wise, I think that's a big deal.
Yeah, I think so too. And I love the way the Lions have been playing. Dan Campbell has that team bought in. Any talk of him being fired should stop.
Yep.
I think he's got culture. He reminds me of Vrabel in some ways. Yeah. I mean, Vrabel inherited a team that it was a playoff team, and Campbell's had to build it from scratch. So
yeah.
I think, you know, that team goes and finds a quarterback, you know, they could do some things. But I like Buffalo, but I like your prop.
And what was the yards for that prop?
275.
Interesting.
He's averaging 293 per game. Giants at Cowboys, which you can listen to on 102.5 The Game on Thursday.
And you're listening to us on 102.5 The Game.
Exactly. Right? It's a wonderful, wonderful life.
Hi, everybody.
Give me Giants running back Saquon Barkley over 74.5 rushing yards.
Interesting.
Why do I like that?
Yes.
Cowboys, we all know Cowboys have one of the top defenses, right? They are number one in passing yards allowed. Do you know what they are in their rush defense?
I'm going to guess 24th.
26th.
Oh, wow.
That is their Achilles heel. Sure. That rush defense is their Achilles heel. I like Barkley. I like that Lions... did I say Lions? I like that Giants run game, but specifically Barkley against the Cowboys rush defense. Okay. I think especially Thanksgiving, Barkley's been putting together some good games. I like over 74.5.
This is a must-win game for the Giants. I like that prop. I think the Cowboys do win, but this is a must-win game that you need your superstar in Saquon to step up. So, yeah, I like that prop.
Okay.
You can let it marinate. You can put some gravy on it.
Yeah.
That's fine.
I don't think that's a bad prop. I think the Cowboys, you know, they're going to rely on their running attack. And, you know,
yeah.
Zeke Elliott yeah. is not what Zeke Elliott has been. Tony Pollard, the Memphis product, has really shined for them. So they have a two-headed monster there. But I think Saquon could have some yards. So I'll dabble.
The game I'm staying away from is Patriots-Vikings.
I'm excited for that game.
Oh, I think so, too. I would have been more excited if the Vikings showed up against the Cowboys on Sunday.
No, see, they didn't.
They did not.
They missed the plane.
and that's why I'm kind of like, I don't know about the Vikings receivers, Justin Jefferson, some of those guys up against this Patriots defense that's actually similar to the Cowboys. Patriots top four in total defense, top four in passing. They are fourth in passing defense. I'm not getting a great feel. Had the Vikings come off another win, kept it going, then I would have been fine. But yeah. I'm just not feeling this game, so I'm going to be honest with you, staying away from it. I'll enjoy it. I'll watch it.
Sometimes the best bet you make is the one you don't.
There Bingo. It is.
That's what Jill's doing right
with
now.
With that said, I like the Vikings.
there it is.
What's the line in that game?
2.5.
What? Is that low?
Yeah. Minnesota has a bounce back.
I think so, too.
I think at the end of the day.
I don't trust Mac Jones.
And this is like their first ever Thanksgiving Day game at home, obviously.
At home. Yeah, I think they've played Detroit. They played Detroit a few times.
This is a big game. I'll go with the Vikings, too, in that one.
I think all three of them are big games. And yeah. I think we should be grateful that we have football.
Yeah. We are.
I think we should be grateful.
Yeah.
That we have each other
yeah.
and we have betting.
Yeah, dang right on that.
And we have 102.5 the game to voice our yes. opinions and advice.
Yeah, shout out to that.
So as everybody's driving and traveling this holiday season, let's all be not only safe yeah. and healthy and happy, let's be grateful.
I agree. That's
absolutely.
That's pretty dope.
Thanks so much, everybody, for listening to Music City Bets. Be sure to check us out on Apple Podcasts as well as 102.5 The Game website. And gentlemen, happy holidays.
You too.
Happy holidays.
I'll see you all real soon.
You coming over for dinner?
I probably will. What are you later, making?
Right? Yeah, I'll see you. Turkey.
Okay.
I'll see you guys soon.
See you.
Chase, you coming?
Yeah, I'll be there.
Okay. Sounds good. See you.
Hey, take care. If you leave me now, you'll take away the greatest part of me. Ooh.